Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Gil, we got one question for you. Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best podcast app out there. If you're not, you're missing out. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool features like curated, shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite, our favorite, the No Chill Podcast favorite listening app, and it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor, download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow the No Chill. Well, you are following the No Chill Podcast, no question.
We already know I'm the golden goose on Himalaya.
Okay. All right. Franchise player.
Franchise of Himalaya.
On this episode of the No Chill Podcast, we have the one and only Jacques Slade. Nothing goes together quite like Hoopers and sneakers. It's part of the culture, and we know no one knows the culture better than the sneaker OG himself, Jacques. So we pair up a sneakerhead with a Hooper who himself pushed the shoe game envelope in his day. For Gil, the shoe game goes far past on-court performance. He takes us through what it takes to have a popular, best-selling signature shoe. As Agent Zero will tell you, there's the hype, then there's the marketing and originality that matters most. Something we can all relate to, the feeling of copping a grail or shoes that you have a personal love for. It's the No Chill Podcast Sneakerhead Edition. Remember, as always, you can get every episode early on the Himalaya app. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast, including the No Chill channel on YouTube. So, Gil, this is something that I've been having in mind for a while because I've heard you tell some great stories and there's history there.
Yeah.
But we're getting into the sneaker episode of the No Chill Podcast today. Okay. And to do that, we had to reach out, and no offense, to the OG sneakerhead.
I appreciate
sneaker
that.
Sneaker influencer. I'm not calling you old.
I'm old. I'll take it.
Okay. If you're old, I'm kind of old too.
But I'm just saying, OG, because you were there, you were first on the scene. So we have Jacques Slade here today, AKA Custard.
All right. Thanks, sir.
And you figured things out, I think, on the YouTube space and where things were going as far as what people, what sneakerheads, true sneakerheads, wanted to see. And that's an unboxing and when shoes drop, the finer points and the details of each shoe and the brand. Like, so you cut right to the chase. And since then, man, everyone's followed.
We're
happy to have you.
It's not bad. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. Some Valley people here.
Valley connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that makes sense because back when we were growing up, the only safe place to buy Jordans was the Valley. You could not buy a pair of Jordans and live in LA and actually rock them. So, you know,
that's hysterical. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely true. 100% true.
I guess that's really an important first observation. That's changed. That's probably one of the greatest changes in sneaker culture is safety.
Yeah. I think it's a lot easier to wear. It is a lot easier to wear sneakers now. Like everybody's wearing sneakers, from the guy from the hood to the investment banker baby. Like they're all wearing sneakers these days.
What happened? Did they just start making more?
But also, it was online too, right?
Yeah,
I was thinking.
I think a couple of things happened. One, they were online, so it made them available to everybody to get. Mm-hmm. And then sneakers grew outside of basketball culture and started to become cool to everybody else. And, you know, once things become cool to everybody else, other people start buying in and getting involved with it. And that automatically makes it a safer space because when certain people are involved, they're going to make sure it's safe for their kids. So that's a whole different conversation.
Even when you did have them, like after school, you put them in your backpack because you didn't want to be seen walking down the street with your shoes. So it's like, even though they sold them online, you still didn't want to get caught out of school wearing a shoe. You didn't want to be at the bus stop and that car pull up with three people and say, what size do you wear? Knowing, bro, I do not wear your size. You are a grown ass man.
Right.
These are sixes.
Right.
Like,
I can fit those.
These are eights.
Yeah. Run them.
Run them.
Like, come on. Like, what's funny is because when you got on the bus and someone was in socks, you already knew what happened. Like, he got here at the bus stop. Like, so it's like, even though they're sold online, what changed?
I think they became more accessible, and more people got them.
Okay.
More people were able to get them now. Like back then, you know, it was definitely like you had to be careful where you wore them. Even in the Valley, you kind of had to be careful.
Yeah, you still had to
where you wore them. But now, like, it's such a universal thing. Like, it's so much like it's so such a big part of culture now. Like, sneakers are like, everybody is wearing sneakers, from like the biggest celebs. They're trying to do shows about sneakers. I just saw something today. The Hollywood Reporter did something about sneakers. So like, it's literally everywhere.
Man, you know who that is? I mean, that's probably because of the Kanye connection. And now like every artist has a collab too.
Yep.
But really before that, it's the natural connection between an athlete and the sneaker.
Yeah.
Because that, mainly basketball, let's say start there is the best entry
point. I'm just going to say it. I push that envelope first.
Explain. Okay. I want to hear this. Explain.
I mean, I'm wearing Jordans right now. Jacques wearing Jordans right now. You got to give it to him first.
Jordans to basketball players and D-boys was the shoe. That was the culture. Basketball. And you didn't see office CEOs wearing Jordans.
Right. Okay.
So when my shoe came out, you got to remember, I'm from, you know, when I came in, you got to remember the Andre Agassi's shoes was popping. Like, shoes is popping now, but all shoes was popping then.
When you were playing?
When I came in high school, you remember you had the Sacconis or Sacconis, whatever coach you was on. You had the Andre Agassi's, you had all these shoes dropping. I was Air Max 95s when I played basketball, because I felt more comfortable. It seemed like I felt faster in running shoes than I did basketball shoes. So I never wore really Jordans on the court.
Okay, timeout. Jacques, what do you think of that? Playing ball in Air Max 95s.
That's a dangerous proposition. I feel that's scary. Who does that now?
Thabo Sefolosha.
I was like, and it just blows my mind. Every time I see him on court in like an Air Max 90 or Air Max 95, I'm just like my ankles, like my ankle hurts already. Just thinking about playing in some 95s.
Secret here, inside baseball. In the NBA though, you have the tape. Like when you were in high school, you don't have this, but you have the tapes, you have tape jobs, insoles.
No, I didn't tape. I didn't tape.
But
didn't
like Thabo you kind of wear anything. Because what they can do to you of the shoe.
What I realized is when people say, yo, why are you wearing running shoes? Or I used to wear running shoes or the Adidas
Shell toes.
People are like, yo, how can you wear those? You're going to twist your ankle. And I said, show me your basketball shoe. All your support is before your ankle. Yeah. Everything above the ankle, that is not support. All that doing is just restricting your ankle from moving, which you get ankle sprains. So why should I tape my ankle solid so it can't do what it naturally does? So that's why I never really wore basketball shoes. So when I made it to the NBA, if you look at my shoe style, it was all low tops, right?
Yeah.
All low tops. So when everybody's was still mid and high, only low tops. So when I got my shoe deal, like, yo, I want low top. I said, my campaign, I want this shoe to be a basketball shoe plus a fashion shoe. So people can wear it with jeans. That was my whole thing. No. I want people to be able to wear my shoes with jeans. If they're high tops, you look goofy as fuck. So when I did my campaign, you got to remember, back then, no one was doing low-top shoes. So if you look at all my shoes, they're all low-top, because I said, I want to be able to wear it with jeans. So you can just wear it. It's the comfort style. Yeah. And that was the first push of that shoe. Everything else was high tops.
A lot, and the funny thing about it is hearing that, like, a lot of the basketball shoes now are low cut. Mm-hmm. Like, they're low. Like, Giannis's new shoe is low cut. Kobe went low on the four. Was the four or the three? The four.
Mm-hmm.
The
four. But then when Kobe had the Achilles, then they went back to super high.
They went back to super high. But like he went, he started low with the four. But Iverson had what was that the four or three?
I think it was
like that was low. What, yep. And I don't remember what year that. I had to look that up to see what year that was.
99, maybe 2000.
It was like 2000. No,
that's the commercial with Jada
Kiss. Like the mid. That was the mid.
It was like a mid. Yeah,
it was like a mid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was thinking Jordan. They did some releases around. It was the 11. They did 11 lows. We played in the All Star game.
Yeah.
Low mid. You're super.
But I'm the one. Not gotta remember. I'm the one who. But I'm the one who just. No, this is what the shoe is going to be.
This is what the shoe is going
to
be.
This is what we're going to do. It's going to be, we're going to bridge fashion and basketball.
Right. That was and function, because that was the thing. It's like, yeah, you could sell Jordans to executives, you know, in the 90s. I'm pretty sure a lot of people, Jerry Seinfeld wore them on the episodes.
Yeah, but you look goofy as fuck. You look goofy. You look goofy with, you got to remember.
They forced that. That's what they did.
You look goofy with jeans and high tops. It just didn't go, unless you was from the East Coast and you're going to tuck your whole pants leg into your damn boot. But other than that, it looked goofy. So that's why I said, so I used to look at all my shoes because, you know, I collected. Like, even though I had a shoe contract, I used to collect all shoes.
Oh, that's dope.
So when I'm sitting there looking at my shoes, like I bring Adidas in, I said, these are my favorite shoes. These are the shoes that I ball in. And then none of them was basketball. And they're like, wait, how is this working? I said, it looks better. It feels better. That's what I want my campaign to be around.
What were those shoes that you liked at the time? Do you remember?
It was the, back then it was the Jordan, the Easters, the low top Easter. Was that the 11s?
Which, I don't know which ones is the Easter.
Yeah, like the snakeskin?
They were low top. It wasn't. No.
Cobalt 11s?
It's a weird one. You have to go type it in. Because it doesn't look like the high top.
Huh. I wonder which one. I don't know.
Easter 11s. Yeah.
Is it Easter 11s?
Let's see.
They're low tops?
No, not those. No. What is the 11?
That's what they're called, Easter.
No, not those. Just go Jordan Easter.
Jordan Easter. That's a good question. I don't know what the Jordan Easter. And while they're searching, if you're not listening to the podcast on the Himalaya app, you're not doing your job.
All right. So, beyond the Jordan Easter, what else were you into?
Well, you said the 95s.
It was Air Max 95s, Andre Agassi's. It was just a bunch of lows. So when we went out for my shoe, you can see, like, even when I didn't have my signature shoe. If you look at it, I remember I came out with an all blue shoe and it just said like Gil Zero on the side. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my shoe, but I had him cut it to a low top. You know, because that was my thing. Like, this is going to be the wave. Like, low tops is the way. Low tops look better overall. Like, when you're in school, like, I got to remember when I told them, I said, I'm at the board meeting. I said, when I'm in high school, you got to remember, size 13, 14, basketball shoe tied all the way tight. You look goofy.
Yeah.
We look goofy. So I said, like, we want to be looking normal like the rest of the kids. You got to remember, like, on game day, I got to have my uniform. Yeah. I look goofy. Like, I look goofy. And you look goofy as a high school kid. Got your shoes all tied up, tight. You look like a bozo.
Well, I would say, too, though, that is the problem with a big man shoe. That's hard to sell. Guys like Shaq, remember, Reebok threw a ton of money at him at the time.
Yeah.
Because they don't, because that's
big,
what I said.
Big personality, but his shoe, like, you.
Because back then, they never understood what global looked like. They only focused on basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I said. So when I gave the idea to Adidas, and then when I did the 2.0, and this is where I think we bumped heads, but I won that bump. Because Nike just came out with the, I don't know what they did. It's like they tricked Adidas on this point. They came out with a shoe that had Kobe in the commercial, LeBron in the commercial, but it wasn't their shoe. It was like this big old campaign where it had all the Nike.
Hanger?
Yeah, the airplane hanger.
What was that, the Hyper?
I think it's the Air Force Ones.
Air Force One. Oh, okay.
No, it was a Hyper something.
That was the Hyper Dunk?
I don't know.
Hyper Dunk was, no, that was like 2008, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. 2007, 2008, and it had a commercial with those two guys in it. And I said, wait a minute, that's not, there's like, the signature shoe is dead. Nobody wants to buy the signature shoe. Who's?
Oh, wow.
I was like, who? I said, everybody wants team stuff. I said, I'm sorry. I'm a shoe head.
Right, right.
I would never buy a team shoe, nothing. I would never buy a Carmelo team Jordan shoe. No, I want the Jordan shoe, not the team. I said, if you want to sell to college in East Bay, fine.
Right.
But the individual kid do not want to be like everyone else. I said, I don't know what you guys look at. Even college kids, they don't want to be like their teammate. They want to stand out. Yeah. So don't follow that campaign, because that is not Kobe's campaign. That is not LeBron's campaign. I guarantee you them, they're going to have their own signature shoe. So we decided to go with the Brotherhood campaign.
Okay.
So me, T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, I mean, me, T-Mac, Chauncey Billups, KG, Duncan, and we added, I think Dwight Howard, or he was on the out still. I think it was just R5.
What year are you talking about?
It's like, it was our Brotherhood campaign. So it was like the 07, 08. So they decided they were going to have the same shoe as everyone else.
U5 were going to have the same shoe?
Same shoe, but different colors.
Oh.
Yeah, that was our Brotherhood. So I said, sounds nice, but if I'm a T-Mac fan,
right,
and a Chauncey Billups fan, and a KG fan, you got my money three times. Because I bought all three, because I'm a fan of all three.
Yeah.
Now you're only going to get my money once, because now I'm just going to pick the best shoe color.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. So yeah. I said, I don't want to be a part of, no, I want low tops. Fuck, I don't know how y'all want to do it. I want low tops. And I said, three stripes. So this, if y'all can see the vision I had, three stripes. I want my three stripes on the inside of my shoe. Because I said, with three stripes on the outside of the shoe, you take up too much space. With too much space, the design of the shoe gets washed with your three stripes. So it kind of looks kind of ugly.
Okay.
So if you put the three stripes on the inside, you can design the shoe the side people see looks a little better. I said, with Jordan, it's just in the top. So now you have all this shoe to design a good look. And that's when they kind of agreed and put my three stripes in the end. And it wasn't. If you see my first shoe, the three stripes are on the back.
Right there.
Yeah. So you see it on the side, and then there was somewhere you put the three stripes in, just in the back. So I minimized where my three stripes went so my shoe can be designed.
Ah, it's dope.
Because I said, so it looks like I said, come on, you kind of look bad when you have your logo just printed. It gets overwatched.
But wasn't that the thing that they were doing? It was like three stripes versus swoosh. And Nike did that a lot of times where they moved to swoosh. I think Gary Payton might have been the first one on the gloves that they had no swoosh on it.
Yeah, because as I said, like your logo takes away the look.
It's hard to make a distinctive, like how much can you actually do with the swoosh?
So that's when three stripes. So that's when I decided to go the Gil 20s. And this is why I say I take credit for the collab movement, because I had to bump heads with Adidas. So I said, okay, I want Gil 20s. I only want us these 20 shoes. So we had the normal ones that's going to go everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gil 20s was going to be for sneaker heads and boutique stores only. This is for the sneaker head heads. So I said, I want to collab with Outside Ventures for this project. So I said, all right, I'm going to make a call to Microsoft. Tell them I play Halo. See if they want to make a Halo version.
Word.
Benihana's, Slam Magazine, NBA Live. Let's go. I reached out to a company in China called, I don't know if it was Zero. It was a toy company where their logo was like a gas mask. It was three O's, and it turned into a gas mask. And I just did all these collabs, and whatever city I wore the shoe in, that's where that shoe dropped.
Oh, wow.
So like if you look at, you see a shoe that's called I Love LA. That shoe only came out in Los Angeles. The Cuban one only came out in Miami.
What did they? How was their reaction when you told them that? I don't think they get that.
It was a little hit and miss, yeah. But they understood because I was selling in China with T-Mac 1 and 2.
Right. Okay.
After that campaign, I overtook T-Mac because T-Mac got pushed into the Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and his shoe sale went down. You know, so now I got this big campaign of all these different shoes going out, collabing. Like even Coca-Cola, I had Coca-Cola make a Coke Zero shoe that actually never went out.
Do you have a sample of that?
No, but there's a bunch of people in China that had. So what ended up happening, I got in trouble right before that shoe was dropping. Because I was with Vitamin Water. So I was part of that original Vitamin Water deal, and I was trying to get out of my Vitamin Water deal to be Coke Zero's new guy. Because that's when the Coke Zero was coming out. So it was like, this is perfect. You know, so it was like one of those things where I was reaching and collabing with everyone to design. Mm-hmm. And this is when rappers, Rizzy really wasn't getting shoe deals.
Yeah.
But I heard Lil Wayne's Carter 3. And I seen the evolution of his, of a mill. Okay. It wasn't even a Millie, it was a lollipop. And I said, he's about to cross over. So we were talking to do a deal, and it was on Underground. They made an all-gold shoe. What's so funny, Larry Sanders is going to wear this weekend. It's an all-gold shoe, which was going to have Lil Wayne, Carter 3, and it was going to be his shoe. His collab, his shoe.
That's dope.
No. Rappers don't sell.
Because at that point, Jay-Z had the Sean Carter.
Reebok. And then 50 Cent had the G-Unit. The shoes wasn't moving.
Was it lugs?
The 50 Cent shoes?
I think it was Reebok.
I think 50 was Reebok, too. Yeah, they were both Reebok.
Somebody wasn't great. And then...
Yeah, because it was like sign a deal with
a... He had like a really kind of random-ass shoe. Maybe it was...
No, it looked random. Yeah. But it was with Reebok.
But I remember... Maybe it was Game? It was Game.
Game didn't get a shoe, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
because I remember he rapped about getting one because he wanted one with Nike. I think
it was Lugs.
He got one probably with Lugs. But the rapper wasn't really selling shoes yet. So when the idea of signing Lil Wayne, because I was trying to figure out, do I sign him under me, or do I sign him with Adidas?
You wanted to sign Lil Wayne to a shoe deal.
So under my shoe deal, we collab for this project. Adidas just couldn't see it, and then Carter 3 blows.
Because I was thinking, this probably set a light bulb off in your head. When you think of collabs, now it's like John Elliott or... It's fashion brands.
Yeah, now it's...
You were thinking corporations.
That's what I said. I was thinking corporations, big... it was just the vision of where it goes, the input, all these outside entities. So that's what I said. Before the season, all I do is just... All right, Spalding is one of my sponsors, Vitamin Water. We're going to all have a meeting and we're going to see how do we evolve and help each other.
How do we help each other?
And that was my goal. And that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So now when I look at Kanye West and Adidas, it's like, finally, you listened. I don't know who's working there. You listened and you took what I was doing 2007.
Right.
And you bring it to your rapper and realize rappers do move the needle more than your athlete because their shoe is going to be more fashion wear than it will be basketball.
So I'm put question. Do you think that oftentimes I feel like we give brands and corporations a hard time, like, oh, you guys are slow moving. You take so much time to get these ideas that are really like core from the street, from your core consumer. But I feel like Kanye is a very specific case because he is so big. Like Kanye's bigger than the average artist. Like he's bigger than Wayne. Like only person that we can probably say comparable on the rap side is probably Drake as far. And I would even say Kanye is bigger than Drake. Even like Drake has a bigger presence, but Kanye is more of a household name. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is why brands are into it? Or do you just think it just took them time?
I think it took them time to understand that when Kanye did his first shoe deal, it was with Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Right? You remember the Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, I remember he did the Louis Vuitton shoes.
Expensive sale, sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, so once he, I think that was his best move. He went with such a high brand that it just like, because the shoes that came, like, woo, these, whoa. But you got to remember, what were they? Fashion. It was on a fashion side.
Yeah, I mean, what he did with Nike.
But I'm just saying. Thing.
But the weird, I don't know if you know more of the backstory on that. What he did with Nike that sort of failed, that what he, the second go around with Adidas, they actually got right.
No, see, what happened is he's a fashion icon.
Yeah, but I mean, like the Red October, like, those are super dope. Like
the Red October, like, wasn't the Red October.
He did two shoes with Nike, the easiest one, easy two.
And both looked trash. They were both basketballs.
They were basketball inspired. They were Jordan. Yeah. Jordan. They were like that 90s basketball, and then like
high tops.
Like that inspired by that. And those all like sold out instantly. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. They sold out, but it was still. But how many times did you see him on a court? How often did you see that shoe?
PJ Tucker probably.
Would. Yeah, I would say PJ Tucker.
No, but I was saying, how often did you see that shoe? So his low top Louis Vuittons, I was trying to wear them, but Nick took my shoe with the pink. You gotta remember, it had the pink bottoms. You remember there was like three colorways that came out. So they were fucking fire. Like, oh my God, I'm wearing these. Like, you know, and then he came up with the Nike ones. I didn't buy the Nike ones. And then he switched to Adidas and then boom, went back to fashion.
Yeah.
That everyday shoe you can wear. And that's what sells. It's like basketball is not getting it wrong. They're just not thinking. So now, like, even with Nike, it seemed like someone stole the ideas and like they was in my meeting and just gave the blueprint to Nike. Because even with my online commercial, when I did for Gil 20s, I did an online commercial. I didn't do a commercial. I did online commercial where I was just being goofy. Black presidents was doing, because I did the black president shoot for Obama. Yeah, so I was doing all these funny little online commercials because that means you get to go back and watch it and watch it and watch it. Then Kobe does the jumping over the car. Yeah. So Nike does the jumper. Like, so they must have looked at it, more people are going to see this than on TV. So he does the jumping over the car. Then he does the snake.
Well, you're talking to a guy that understands that space of going viral and getting to an audience versus rather just like, I'm going to tune in to a game and catch this in the first quarter.
Yeah, so now when you look at like Nike, you got to remember back then, what was the colorways on shoes? Yeah. Blacker.
Black or white.
Black or white. Name the first shoe that started having colors in it.
Again, I'm going to say Jordan because they had red.
Jordan home team was red. Mm-hmm. So you had to have your home team.
I'm giving color. You credit. I'm just
if you look at Magic Johnson, yellow and purple. Yeah. Like you had to have your team color.
We're talking about alternates.
You got to remember like my alternate shoes. Because remember, I'm doing Gil 20. So they have nothing to do with Wizard Colors. Benihana's, whatever Benihana's colors were.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Microsoft, you're talking about, I did the Redskins, Chocolate City. It was the Redskins color. So I'm wearing all these shoe colors on the court.
Yeah.
If he keeps doing it, we're going to find this man.
That's true, because back then they weren't as lenient with the sneaker colors.
Yeah, we're getting fined. So like when I had the all orange uniform, all orange shoes, all blue uniform, all blue shoes.
That's crazy.
So the only time you can wear weird colors was in Vegas. If you look at my Vegas shoe, it wasn't red, white, and blue.
I don't remember the Vegas one.
It was the
All-Star.
White, green. It was like that money color for Vegas.
But that was around All-Star.
All-Star weekend.
Did they let you guys wear crazy stuff at All-Star back then? Were there rules?
No, that's when you had to wear like the red. You can wear like the whatever the All-Star color jersey.
All-Star color jerseys.
Yeah, so that's when like All-Star color jersey ways and people started like selling shoes towards All-Star weekend and realized, oh, this is.
Yeah.
You know, before they wasn't having Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't wear certain colors.
You couldn't wear those.
So it's like I'm breaking down and getting hit because what I started watching was the NBA was, they reacted. They didn't think of nothing first. They reacted. So I just watched the wave. Iverson with the sleeve. Oh, you can't wear that. Oh, my elbow hurts. Okay. Oh, your elbow hurts, huh? We're gonna sell this. We're gonna sell it. Okay. Neat. The sleeves.
Yeah.
The sleeves. Tracy McGrady. Oh, my calf. My calf hurts. I remember Tracy McGrady. My calf hurts. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're gonna steal that too. You know, and it's just like if you look at even like the headbands, those were worn way before the NBA, and NBA took the stuff. So right. all the colorways, now you see all the colorways coming in. We were getting fined for those. But I'm selling my product. So
but you're selling products.
I'm selling products. So I'm wearing all these different colors, and they're realizing, man, kids actually like that. Now you see the SpongeBobs and the Frosted Flakes and the,
oh yeah, yeah. Kyrie's.
Yeah, now you see Kyrie
selling it. Is it too much now? If you think about, okay, so Jordan was the first one to not go black and white. He wore red band ones. Fine for that. Nike's like, fine us all day because we're thinking of the coverage that we get. And then the years go on, but for the NBA to really say that we can break out of this and sell more shoes, they probably got pressure from Nike and Adidas and Reebok or whoever.
But it's part of the sneaker. It's part of the sneaker culture.
25 years later.
No. But like, if you really think about Jordan, Jordan didn't break away from colorway.
No, so that's what I'm saying. It took like 25 years to go alternate.
We got to remember, patent leather was that, or all black. You got to remember, there was rules in where you couldn't. So if you look at his shoes, they were all his team colorway. Even the North Carolina ones. I don't even know if he actually wore North Carolina color.
On the court.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when he played for the Wizards, maybe.
But that's what I'm saying. But it was the color. But I don't
but
think
they were all like, remember, blue, like the it's a version of blue.
Like the patent leathers.
The 11s.
Yeah. Did he ever wear the white?
The Concords? The white and black
ones? No, the all white ones.
Oh, the all white ones?
Those in the All Star game.
So he never, so you see, he never wore that colorway in an actual game.
Even like Shattered Backboard ones, he wore those in an exhibition game.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So there was so much restriction. So now when you look at Jordan shoe evolve now, and you get all these colorways, and they're like, woo, took you 25 years, goddammit. Like, shit, like the all reds. So like, you're looking at it like, damn, like,
where was these at when
or
we
or even
were,
even LeBron now wears the whatever, I don't know, what do you call these, that his version of the shoe with the Nike shoe retro onto it, like Bo Jackson.
Oh, they're calling LeBron yeah. watch.
Oh, I wore Bo Jackson's in college. I was Bo Jackson.
You played
mm-hmm. I was in the Bo's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just call it LeBron watch now, where they just do like the old school Nike version.
But it's like a wild remix of whatever his current shoe is in a classic Nike shoe.
In a classic, like the
Air Max 95 patterned on his LeBron 16.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's crazy. Yeah, it's a cool take. It kind of bridges the two worlds of like the today's sneakerhead and like the old school sneakerhead that remembers like the 95s and all that stuff. The Bo Jackson.
I want to ask you what you like, because I think that's important to know what you have your eye on versus what you know, and see what we can put our heads together on. But before that, this is a fashion spin of an episode.
Okay,
we got to talk about our friends at Mack Weldon Gill.
Mack who?
Mack Weldon. That's right.
Oh, okay.
You want to know why we got to talk about him? Because Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. What do you think about that?
Okay, let me hear some more.
Because I'm wearing some Mack Weldon drawers right now, and I don't even feel that they're on. And I got some for you right there, too.
Okay.
We got a hoodie for you. We got a t-shirt for you. We got shorts.
How come you always get the draws first, and then you give it to me second?
Do you want me to like go get...
I mean, I can't put them on right now. Exactly. I mean, I can't put them on right now. Okay.
Right. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon, they know smart design, they know premium fabrics, but they also make it simple. So what they did is they hooked us up. I put in an order. I took the liberty of saying that you were XL. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, some guys want to be like, yo, I'm a 2X, you know.
You're just giving measurements on my draws.
I think I asked you.
I mean, but it's cool. You know, XL is fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know.
I'm not shopping for you. I know your style, but this is going to fit your life as well, because Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants and more that you will ever wear. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, because we've talked about the phenomenon of hoop nuts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I mean, I missed the hoop nuts episode. Yeah.
It wasn't really an episode. We just kind of dropped that information.
I just dropped it. Okay.
I mean, you can imagine what that is. I didn't know there was a name for it.
I didn't either.
Hoop nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a girlfriend probably, right?
Not that I would expose hoop nuts to. But the point is, we got to eliminate it. Okay. And we have something that actually can do that. So they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it. And they will still refund you. No questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well too for working out everyday life. you know, whatever you need. So we did our order. They sent to it really simple. That was the best part of it, to where I could actually shop for you. I just needed size.
Okay.
And the size and function. So what we have for fans of the No Chill podcast, as always, we have a hookup. For 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com and enter the promo code.
No Chill.
How'd you guess? All right. So macweldon.com with the promo code No Chill to get hooked up on your first order. Now you're hooked up already.
I see that.
In style.
Yeah, I see you order for me. Thank
function.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. I didn't pay
I think
for
I owe
it.
Him dinner or something.
Yeah, right? I didn't pay for it, but.
I hope that doesn't come with a favor.
No, it's all good. All
right, cool.
It's all good.
I love this, that everything is no chill. I'm just going to go around the internet and order stuff, and then the promo code is put no chill.
Let's see if it works.
Just see if it works. See what I can get out of
actually
this.
Actually, probably
deal.
Does.
See what I can get out of this.
Yeah.
Get some discounts.
That's what we hook people up.
That's the homie discount. Yeah. The homie discount is no chill.
Yeah. You guys know who I know? No Chill guys. Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely talking about. Oh, yeah. I was on the pocket. No. I have the pocket.
You know, what's about it? I'm going to see if it works. I'm about to go to Popeye's. Promo code no chill. How many chicken sandwiches do I get off that?
Hey, does the no chill promo code work in person?
Well, now you're putting it out there before we get the deals. So,
okay.
So just, Popeyes, what's up?
Yeah. Hook up
on that. Popeyes, I'll let your boy.
So yeah, like we said, we gotta talk about what you actually like that you have your eye on, because you know every brand in the space, all tech that goes into it, but also performance is a big deal. And I think that's the thing about basketball shoes was at the end of the day, they're a basketball shoe. So they do have to function. Whereas like a Yeezy
can just be whatever.
As long as
it's comfy.
So, you know, there's the phenomenons of like the dad shoe right now.
Yes.
Or all the retros. I don't know how you feel about dad shoes.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think
are you into the dad shoes? Are you into stuff like the Balenciaga Triple S? Like those big.
Them big. No. Both. It's like the 18-year-old shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, Fila's doing like in that space. They have like a $50 big shoe like that, and it's selling like crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, people are into it.
But just because it's expensive doesn't mean it's cool.
Some people will beg to differ. I don't think just because it's expensive it's cool. But like I think people are wearing the Triple S one because it's a Balenciaga, just because it's a Balenciaga, and it's like, oh, it's so different. It's like, oh, I'm different and I'm cool because I'm different.
Reminds me of the old Skechers, like I'm gonna make your butt big.
Oh yeah, they got sued for that.
I heard.
Yeah, they got sued for that. The things with the little curve, the walking shoes.
Like those type of shoes. And like to be honest, I wasn't an Air Force One type of person.
Right, I can see.
Like, so I couldn't wear Jordan ones. Like Jordan, like if I say the worst Jordans after like 13. Would probably be Jordan 1s to me. I just couldn't wear that shoe. It was just like, I don't know. This flat-footed ass shoe just...
That is 100% accurate.
Like, this shit Jordan
so actually, I'm wearing a pair right now because these are the Union ones, which you know are rails.
Yeah. Light flex, we get it.
But I actually, same thing. Like, I love the look of ones, actually. And they're like, to me, they're the Chuck Taylors of basketball shoes, right? They're just classic. But yeah, the technology at the time, 1984, was just a flat sole, and I don't know how guys hooping them now.
I mean, the NBA guys that you see playing in them, they definitely have insoles in them. And I tell people all the time, like, I love Jordan 1s, but just go get you a little insole, take out the one they have in there, get you a little Dr. Scholl's or something like that, and throw it in there, and you'll be good, and you can wear them all day long. Like that's what I do. I literally take the insole out and put in another insole because I like to wear Jordan 1s.
Like, I remember you go to Complex Con.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple, like, was it Pharrell's and Chanel's and all of them?
Yeah.
Like, how was those shoes doing? Because it's like...
Pharrell's stuff is lost. It's lost a little bit of the energy that it had behind it. I think Adidas released a lot of Pharrell shoes, and so people kind of lost, like, the hype for them.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think they still do well. And like Pharrell has, you know, he has a good message. You know, Pharrell is really about being holistic and mind, body, and soul. And so like that message appeals to me. So I think that's really dope. And then his shoes look good as well. And they have boots, so they're comfortable to wear. They're just not as hyped as they used to be, but he's still making dope product.
But is it because they're selling too many of them?
Like I think they're releasing too many colorways of Pharrell stuff. Yeah. And Pharrell... like he's not in the public eye the way he used to be anymore. And like, I think that's part of it as well. Like if he was still out and out. I mean, he still is out and about, but he's just not in the public eye as mainstream as he used to be. So, like, I think that has also contributed to his stuff not selling as well, just because you're not the super duper star that you were. You know, if this was, you know, just frontin' days,
yeah,
you know, it'd be a totally different conversation. So, but I think they still do well, but just not as good as they used to.
All right, what shoe you wish came back from your earlier days?
That I wish came back? I mean, everything has come back that I really wanted. Like, for like, speaking of the 95, like, that was the first shoe that I saw in a store that I was just like, oh my goodness. Like, it was just like, just the shape of it, just the line, the colors, like that gray and that fluorescent green. I was just like, oh man, like, this is incredible. Like that was the first shoe that really, like, really incredible. Like, those have come back a ton of times. I love the Jordan 11s. That was the first shoe I bought with, like, my own money, like, that kind
of
thing.
Best Jordan of all time. Which one?
The best Jordan of all time? I would say probably the Jordan 11.
It was so funny. It just seemed like that 11, I don't know. Like, I can't remember what was going on, but when it came to shoes, just like, I don't care how many times they drop this shoe, I want it. Is the 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's such
for
a
me,
cool
the
shoe.
3 is the one for me. Jordan 3. Jordan 3s and 11s to me are, I think, the most iconic, the most successful of the run.
I'll say I wear Jordan 3s more than I wear Jordan 11s, because I don't wear Jordan 11s that often. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, it's like my favorite, and I have like tons of pairs, but I just don't wear them that often. But I wear the 3s. Like, I have a pair of 3s now that I've worn until like the back tab came off.
Because they're the heel is, it's a mid, so it's not too high. So they work with jeans. Mm-hmm. You can also play in them, actually.
Yeah.
The elephant print is iconic, and they were the first with the air bubble.
Yep.
Very rarely, actually, the Jordans have air bubbles. I don't know. So those are my, I think it's tough. It's a toss up between the 3 and the 11.
I was a Penny Hardaway fan.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one shoe that it came out, and then it got a recall on them. It got a recall on the colorway. It was, I think, Penny 2s. It was a Penny 2s.
Were they camo?
Remember, that was the half white, half black with the Nike in the front?
I don't remember that one. Penny with the recall?
No. No, that's Penny.
That's the Penny 2. And they came out in camo.
Penny 1s? Yeah, those. Penny 1s.
Okay.
Which one is it?
But Penny came out with another shoe before that, though. These ones. Right?
Oh, yeah. Like the ones from the Orlando.
Penny Max. So it's a Penny Max. Okay, so there was a colorway all white that has never came back out. Pipe it in. It was an all white that came out one time and got... Look at those boys! Look at them babies!
165 on GOAT.
Look at these, man. Oh, these was the joints.
So they came back out, what? They came back out in 2018, it says?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh no, yeah, this is different because it was blue there with the blue. But these, you couldn't tell me.
What was the recall?
Yeah,
I don't know. It got recalled.
Yeah, the Penny, that was a classic.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was when the white ones came out. It was just like me and my boy. We was like Penny Hardaway fans. We skipped school. I got an ass whooping. But you know, like, an ass whooping when you got something you wanted just didn't feel like an ass whooping. You just sitting there like,
funny.
Because that feeling when you were at the register and they were in the back, and like you tried them on, and they were in the box, and you're
like I didn't even, no. These didn't get worn, bro.
What? No, when you scored them, when you were at the store.
Like, no, yeah, when I got, like, it was one of those, like,
like, so happy I got
that's
these.
What I said when that call came in that I missed school. Like, the ass whooping I got for ditching.
For ditching.
But it wasn't a ditch. I just missed the first two periods.
Yeah,
just missed the first pair. I went to school. But the ass whooping I got felt so good because he still to this. Like, he just found out that that's the reason I missed school for the Penny 2. The Penny 1.
Right now he's finding.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't tell him what? The glory? Like, oh, it was just, Just missed the bus.
I just missed the bus. That's it.
But they never came back out when I was buying shoes.
Yeah, pennies. I remember like that was a moment. That was like a moment in the sneaker world. Like, cause like everybody got those pennies. Everybody really wanted. Like, it was just Penny, and Penny was such an iconic athlete back then.
I was gonna say, I think there was a magic era for Nike. They had Jordan. They had Bo Jackson. They had like Penny. Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Well, you said Agassi, which is
Andre Agassi.
I remember those being cool. I don't remember if they were like mainstream cool.
Yeah, you had them. You had the Deion Sanders.
And the Deion. Yeah, Deion
that was the, that was the first yeah. person that had
and
like.
And Griffey.
They had, you had the Ken Griffey's, but he had his face on the bottom of it. Yeah. That's where I got the idea from Slam Magazine.
Oh, for real?
Because of Deion, like when you, the bottom of the shoe had a bubble and it had his face in the inside. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's baller right there. That's, yeah, that's a baller right there.
Because that's really, when you get a signature shoe, if you put your face on it versus a logo.
Prime time.
That's another level. That's another level. Mm-hmm. Barclays back then too.
Barclays. The Barclays was nice. Yeah, yeah. The Penny Air, I mean, Pippins.
Mm-hmm. Pippins was popping. Air Max of Tempo, yeah.
But they just had so many guys like that area.
What's so funny is 90s, but for some reason, a shoe that wasn't part of the Nike thing that was popping was the Grant Heels.
Yep.
Those feelers that had like that outlining,
those
look.
Those just came back last
year. Yeah, they just came back a couple years ago.
It was like the leather around it. Like, ooh, that was like, okay.
He was one of the few people that kind of broke the whole Nike thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was Grant Hill. Mm-hmm. Him and Iverson. Like Iverson with Reebok. Well, Shaq.
Shaq was just Shaq news too. That they signed him. Those shoes were nobody wanted cool. about it.
But that's nah, like, them paid like, you couldn't, that's just it.
And they were pumps.
You couldn't buy it because it was like, they were, it's like,
it was big and
it was
bulky.
Big and Balenciaga style. It's like the big bulkies. Like, what am I going to do with them, bro? And then it was like selling for like $29. I can't wear those.
Oh, you're talking about the Payless version. His first stuff was with Reebok, though. The Reebok ones did okay. They did okay. They came back and people were super excited about those. So you have like, I mean, yeah, so guys like Shaq, Grant Hill, Iverson, Pippen.
Jason Kidd had Jason the cools Kidd. With the bubbles on the side.
Yep. Like, yeah. The Zoom Flight, yeah.
But those were, that's the difference, right? So Jason Kidd was on Nike. He was the, what would you call it, like faceplate, but it wasn't his name on the shoe.
Yeah, it wasn't his shoe.
Right. So they're going to, I think Nike went to that for a while. They got into Zooms and it was more about the tech. And
more
it wasn't
about the tech.
I think Steve Nash would be another guy, right?
Yeah.
So then it came back to, well, I'm saying you want your name on it and you want your own logo. And that's what it was like. Now Nike's in a place where you have, man, they have LeBron, they have Kyrie, they have KD, they have just got Giannis came out. So Paul George, you identify a guy. You have to be a certain level of a player to get a signature shoe.
True. I mean, true. You still got to be smart. I mean, I don't think, you know, when you're Nike, Adidas, and all these guys, you still have to, you still have to pick the right athletes.
Okay. Right, there's a criteria
and you, and
for
then
it.
With that athlete, you still have to build a shoe that looks amazing that kids want. I think Nike has done a great job. I don't know if they're grabbing younger people, mm-hmm. which would be the smartest, right. because if you start picking younger interns and young builders, that is your consumer base. Okay. And like, if I want to design a shoe, I'm going to go to the 10, 12, 13-year-old and say, hey, what do you think about this?
Oh, so you're going to go that young? Like
yeah,
because
if he says, those are ugly, perfect. Because when I released this shoe, I was hoping you were going to buy it. So if you don't like this shoe, how am I going to sell it?
Right.
So I need you to look at the shoe. What do you like?
Oh, okay.
Say market research.
Market research.
It's like, what do you like? Because you got to remember, you are going to be the 13, 15, 16. So if you don't like this shoe, how am I going to sell it?
Well, the crazy thing too is that like guys like Jordan or Iverson, they were cool. They had style, but they also backed it up as a player, which is, I think it matters too. What if you fall off in popularity? So you look at marketability, they have to be a good player. They have to have their own sense of style and they have to be popular. Because you think of guys that had a shoe. I'm trying to think of a name that they were like a big deal for a minute and they had a shoe and you're like, damn, I forgot that dude had a signature.
But you got to remember, who is actually buying Jordans?
Everybody now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it the same age group that's always bought them?
No, it's everybody.
Do we?
I mean Jordan. I'll say Jordan 1s. Like Jordan 1, everybody's buying Jordan 1s, everybody's buying Jordan 3s. Like the other Jordans that come out like a 6 or a 13 or a 7 or something like that. That's probably a certain crowd, like that older crowd, but like the 1s, the 3s, those are pretty much across.
So that's what the research I want to see, like what Jordans, like he's dropping them, but which ones is everyone getting? Like what is the age group?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen. I mean, when was the last time you seen a kid at AAU wearing Jordans?
Right. Not to play in.
When I buy a Jordan shoe for my son, they be mad.
Really?
Like, I don't want to play in these.
What do they want?
I want the Kyries or the LeBrons. Maybe Kobe.
But Kobe's kind of similar to that, too.
Like
they don't really know him, but his shoes are cool. The one that just came out, I forget, their Frank
Media. NXT. NXT.
But it's not about Kobe so much.
Yeah, not at all.
No, like if Kobe's shoe was so funny is, yeah, I remember when Kobe's shoe, like the sales went out the roof. Lonzo Ball wore him because that's the new guy. That's the young guy. Like it's like what he wears is cool. And I don't know if Jordan's been smart or the athlete has been dumb.
What do you mean by that?
Okay.
I feel like we're going to the unfiltered gill now.
Okay, so is there any other gill?
So growing up, we're all Jordan fans, right?
Right.
Right. So let's say we'll take his new acquire is Zion.
Right.
Right.
And you got Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is he smart for grabbing him or are they dumb for going with Jordan Brand?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
See,
this has been a very polarizing argument.
Because if we look at the Jordan brand kids since the beginning, none of them have blown up off of Jordan. No, they haven't sold shoes. Okay. From when Dwayne Wade, Carmelo,
Chris Paul,
yeah. Rip Hamilton, Ray Allen, Michael Finley. These guys, most of them are whole names, but they're not selling shoes.
Right.
Because you are the brand. Jordan brand is Michael Jordan himself. It's not Nike. It's not some entity we don't know about. It is actually Michael Jordan. The GOAT.
Right.
So if I'm signing under the GOAT, what shoe am I actually selling? The Gilbert Arenas Jordans?
Right.
Like what is...
It's a collab.
I'm collabing with Jordan. That's what I said. I'm collabing with Michael Jordan that has no history on it.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's Nike and this shoe I'm coming out. It's the LeBron James. No, this is Jordan Zion shoe. Did you see Zion's Jordan shoe? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is you have Jordan's logo on it. So it becomes a team shoe.
Yeah.
And how many team logo shoes has Jordan sold out? Right. How many Carmelo Anthony's have been bought or Chris Paul? I don't even know do you know any of Chris Paul's signature shoes?
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation because Chris Paul, they were pumping Chris Paul shoes for a while, like through like the 4 or 5, I feel like. Mm-hmm. They were really like, oh, this is Chris Paul's shoe. But after that, it kind of fell out. And I think he's on like his 10th or 11th.
I think he's on 11 or 12.
But I'm saying, were they selling?
Well,
the early ones were. But this is when Chris Paul was obviously super big too, when he was a huge, bigger athlete.
Yeah. But I'm saying, were they selling? I've never seen a kid like, yo, I got the CP3s on.
Back then, though, I think Chris Paul was doing well at first. Like, his shoes were selling really well.
Yeah, and that's for any player. Paul George, too. Like, that's what he's doing with Nike. They're
Nike.
He's got to perform.
But he's got to
be popular.
Yeah, but Gil's saying more like...
Nike is... There's no Nike. There's no person.
It's the brand, right?
It's there's no brand. Like, that is a brand. Jordan is a person, so... When I want to go buy the Zion shoe, I'm really buying Jordan. So if I'm going to buy Jordan with Jordan's logo, I want the 1 or the 3s. or the 11s. I want something that has staple. When I walk out the house, like, oh shit, he got the new J's old. Not, oh, I got the Zions.
So then I guess my question to you is, how does, so Jordan needs to grow as a brand. Obviously, he's becoming less and less connected to the game of basketball. And they need to bring in these other guys to help reconnect the brand with basketball. How do they do that?
No, then? That's what I'm saying. Jordan's smart because you're taking out your competition. Your future competition, you're taking them out.
Gotcha.
So if, okay, let's say Zion is the next GOAT. Zion's whole brand was under Jordan. Zion never stood on his own. He would never stand on his own because he's hiding under Jordan. So let's say Zion is pumping up. All Jordan has to do is drop an exclusive 11 that the world has never seen the day after or the same day. Nobody thinks about Zion's shoe. That's how powerful
that Jordan brand is.
The Jordan brand is. So to have your brand under Jordan seems... It just
so you feel like it's almost defeating the purpose of having a signature shoe deal by getting Jordan, a signature Jordan brand deal.
What do you think of that?
I agree. It's a tough position to be in. Like, I think anybody would want to be signed to Jordan brand just because to be associated with Jordan, you want to be associated with, obviously, you know, the guy that people consider to be the greatest basketball player of
all
time. And
that's where Gil's saying that they're stupid because they're starstruck.
Yeah, in a sense. But at the same time, you are underneath Jordan brand. Like they tried to do it with Carmelo, where it was kind of like Melo's shoe. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Chris Paul. They kind of did, and they've done it a little bit. They've disconnected a little more, I think, with Westbrook.
I was gonna say that's the best example.
That's the best. They've disconnected a little bit more, and you know, I guess the hope at the end of the day is that Zion or some athlete under Jordan starts to treat Jordan like Jordan treated Nike, or like Tinker treated Nike for Jordan. So like with the Jordan 3, that's the first shoe without like the Nike swoosh on the side. Mm-hmm. It has the Jumpman logo. Uh-huh. So somebody in the lineage of under the Jordan brand is going to have to treat that Jumpman logo and kind of toss it away, like Tinker tossed the Nike logo away and made the Jordan logo the focus.
So didn't they... I don't remember the story there, but the Jordan 2 had the wings logo.
Had the wings logo, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that was on the ones.
That was on the ones.
So they couldn't get approval to do it for first version of the one. So they said, we're going to do this on the 2. And then they said, we'll do the Jumpman.
Right, logo. The Jumpman logo.
Just for MJ, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's really what the thing is the logo.
But that's
because Westbrook, if you look on those shoes, which are dope, by the way, it's very, very small. It's
very, very small. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It minimizes you.
So if you're an athlete that wants to be on Jordan brand, cool. You get all the retros you want in the world, Zion.
Yeah.
You can get your own logo and put Jumpman very small.
How many Jordan shoes have Nike and Jordan on it?
Only like the old retros do.
Nike logo and the Jordan logo on it?
Yeah, so like the 3 still has like the Nike logo on the back, like
when
the
they
original
do
ones. When they do it. And then it has the Jumpman logo on it. The 4... I think the 5, 6, and then did the 7 have the Nike logo on? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. So like that, the 6 is the last one that had the Nike logo on it, and the rest of it was just Jumpman. So like it's going to have to be somebody like that, where it's just going to be like the Zion or the Tatum or whatever it is. But Tatum's, he's wearing like GR Jordan stuff. So he's not even wearing like his own like sort of thing.
Like
so,
even with like Ray Allen, right? It was like, when somebody said, yo, what was Ray Allen's best shoe? I would sit there and say, ooh, the gold 11s.
Yeah,
yeah. The gold 11s. Like, yo, not your shoe, but
so
it was hot.
That's the difference, right? So there's the PE that you get as an athlete. So Jason probably will get those. He'll get any.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody wanted. That's the
PE problem. Versus signature shoes.
But
that, you want.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like the PEs. Mm-hmm. Was gonna sell more than that player's signature shoe because Jordan had his brand.
Jordan brand.
You gotta remember, it's like Penny Hardaway signing to someone, and they're just bringing out different colorways of the foams. The foams already have its box. You can't really.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be tough to get from underneath that Jordan brand sort of. sort of thing. Like, there's going to, you know, hopefully Zion is that guy. Like, Zion is big enough. He's coming in with enough buzz, and hopefully he comes in with enough, like, what is it? Like, bargaining power you don't think so? You don't think Zion comes in with that kind of?
No. Because if you really studied and had a group behind you, you would have known that you would have wanted to build your own brand. Like, I'm pretty sure the Chinese company was offering them way more.
Meaning that's, so I was going to ask you this. I know you're Adidas all the way. Team Adidas, you got the history there. But would you rather be on with a Nike Adidas, somebody that they've got other guys on their roster, the Brotherhood, which was Dwight Howard, by the way. I looked that up.
Yeah, it was there.
Okay. So then would you rather be on that established brand, or they're going to give me somebody you never heard of and you're going to build the whole thing around you?
See, that.
Like D-Wade with Li Ning.
But also, paid well, too, so that's nice.
But D-Wade went through Jordan, then said, let me go.
Yeah.
Converse.
Okay, see, the problem is I'm 18, 19 years old. I only know certain brands.
Right.
You got to remember, the first brand as an 18, 19-year-old is Jordan. That's the number one brand. Nike comes second, actually. You know, and when it comes to Nike, it's not Nike the brand, it's the players. So you're going to have Jordan first, probably LeBron.
Right.
KD and Kyrie at this point battling. Kobe, depending on which shoe it is, you're rocking for. So when I'm a kid coming up, my first deal, I am looking at Michael Jordan. I want Jordan brand. I want that I want that logo. You got to remember, that apparel is number one. It is in front of Nike for kids. Like that, you are special if you have Jordan.
Yeah, it's luxury. It's like a sneaker. It's like sportswear luxury.
Mm-hmm. So it's like when I get I have unlimited logo access to Jordan brand. I'm giving it to all my friends. I am the man.
Yeah.
You know, Nike, you're next. So if Jordan offers me $1 million, Adidas $2 million, Nike $2 million, Jordan at $1 million is fucking amazing.
Hmm. What if it's Li Ning in $5 million? They blow him out of the water.
Okay, let's. I've heard the Li Ning number that Zion was getting. I don't know how you turn it down. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, it was in the $35 million a year. $130 million.
For five years.
Yeah. That's legacy money. Mm.
I don't know how you, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you turn it down. But if you was gonna turn it down, turn it down for Michael Jordan, bro. I want the Jordans. I can't give my friend Knee Lings. Like, I'm not part of Knee Ling power. Like, come on. But that's what a kid sees when you're young. You're easily influenced. Like, if I'm coming at an 18, I don't really think you can have me jump in a Chinese brand at 130. Like, my dad would have to basically handcuff me to sign that deal. Like, that's when your parent just said, wait, hold on. I'm old enough to know money's more important than that goddamn brand. Because as a kid, it's, no, I want that.
Yeah, because you feel like it's going to be make you cool.
It's cool. I'm cool.
And you've seen what, and you see, like, I think the challenge of any brand that isn't an American brand is like, once you like the cultural cachet of Nike and Jordan and Adidas, and you see what you've seen, how they promote LeBron, you see how they promote James Harden and Dame and, you know, and Paul George, you see all the stuff that they do with those guys, but you don't see that sort of action with Li Ning. Cause part of signing with Nike or Adidas is they help you become a bigger star by being associated with them and the way they market you and the programs that they put underneath you. And when you sign with Li Ning or you sign with Anta or one of those other Chinese brands, you don't see what they're doing for their athletes in China, which in turning them into superstars, and you're worried that that's not going to happen. So you think it's not going to be cool that you're with Li Ning. And unfortunately at that age, like, you want to be cool.
Yeah,
no matter how good of a basketball player you are, like, you at 18, your ego and your self-conscious is still fragile enough that signing with Nike is a bigger part of, like, you defining who you are.
Yeah, because in the AAU circuit, that's what you grew up on.
Yep.
But Gil, you would rather be rich than cool, right? If you're rich,
now.
No, I'm saying you could tell a young kid that. Now, guess what? Take that check. You will be cool.
Now, okay, so this is
make
true,
it cool.
This is a true story. I remember when I came in, so I'm a second round pick, right? I'm Arizona. I'm Nike, all Nike program.
Yep.
So the Nike deal they were giving me was standard. No money. You have $30,000 in apparel, something like that, or $100,000 in a free apparel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Or Reebok. $300,000, $200,000. I think it was, I don't even know, it was $20,000, $40,000, $50,000. And, you know, same about in apparel. Man, if you don't give me that goddamn Nike deal, you get the fuck out of here. What you talking about? Financial advisor. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
You's the second round, brother. You done spent all that money on your Escalade. You need more money, so therefore, you might want to sign that Reebok deal. God damn, man. Nobody likes Reebok. Like, you know, that was the thing. Like, it was like, so my first year, it wasn't even Iverson Reebok that I got to wear. Like, I wasn't even, I couldn't even get those Reeboks. It was the Baron Davis.
Was it like above the rim?
Yeah.
Above the rim.
I swear to God, that was the shit.
Wow.
But it was me, Jason. So we have, it's the above the rim shoe.
Yeah. Wow.
It was that. It was the, so I don't know who was in that class, but it was that shoe, the above the rim shoe. And like, so if you see my rookie year, I got on Reebok.
You know what I was going to say?
Because I needed the cash. I want the fucking Nike.
I think also the collection in the reseller market affects that, because now that's the thing about being cool is like these are something that are grails.
Yeah. Right?
So we want to say, let's do this. Last thing we'll get into. Start a collection for you. Five grails that you must have.
Five grails that I must have?
Ooh.
Good. That's a great question. I mean, obviously, well, the Air Jordan 1 is something I feel like everyone should have in their collection. Shell toes. I feel like everyone should have a pair of shell toes in their collection just because like they're universal. And like Chuck Taylors too. I just feel like those are universal shoes you can wear with anything. No matter who you are, you can get away with wearing those three shoes anywhere to do anything. This is like lofty, like the Nike Mag, just because of Back to the Future. Like that's just a shoe I feel like. That's just such an amazing shoe. Like, so that's always a shoe you need to have. And I'd have to go with the Jordan 11 because that's just the first shoe I bought with my own money. Like, that's a shoe like I always want to have just because like it has such memories. Yeah.
Okay, so since you in that world, I'm not in the world anymore once I stop playing. Like the M&Ms and all the
M&M4s.
And the Dulce, was that Dulce? That hospital he does, the Jordans do.
Dornbacher.
Oh, Dornbacher.
Like, why are those shoes so... Is it because...
It's because they're... It's one, because the M&Ms, limited. Just because they're super... Limited. The M&Ms are super limited. Like, super duper limited. And then the Dornbacher Hospital is... They used to be a lot more limited. They're starting to release more and more numbers of those. Obviously, the more they release, the more money goes to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they're just very unique, and people really attach to those stories because these kids are designing them, and, you know...
Or is it because the shoe was just different?
Well, I mean, it could be the shoes are different. The shoes are different. But it's also... I mean, like, people are attracted to those stories. Like, some of these kids that didn't make it, or like they were able to put like the Superman logo on a Jordan 4, which is not something that you're ever really going to see anywhere else.
But that's what I'm saying, is it the story? Because I know the shoe, never really pay attention to story.
Oh,
that's like the Lightning. I can take that. Like the Lightning, was that Thunder and Lightning? The Thunder and Lightning 4s.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what yellow. Give me them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yellow and black and yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Was it because of, like, if you think about all those shoes that were just rare and just, was it because that they were just different and everybody wants different?
I think that's part of it. But also, I think it kind of spurs from the sneaker culture, or from basketball. Like, if there's a shoe that's highly coveted in the sneaker world, I think that sort of information kind of leaks out to the rest of the public as something that, oh, this is really cool. This is something that we should have. It's kind of like a piece of art. Mm-hmm. If a piece of art goes for a crazy amount of money at an auction, other people start to pay attention, like, so Basquiat? I need a Basquiat? Give me a Basquiat. I got Basquiat. So I think it's kind of like that, even like with cars, like Jay Leno doing all those cars. Mm-hmm. I think people pay attention to cars, but Jay Leno, not that, and automobile Twitter, don't come after me. Like, I think like Jay Leno kind of made it more popular to collect cars, mm-hmm. and like the general public was more aware of like collecting cars and started to pay more attention, like, oh, like, wait, you mean this Volkswagen I got in my garage worth $50,000? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of changed the perspective of thing. And I think that's the same thing that happens with the sneaker market. Like, there's these select shoes that are worth, that the sneaker culture really covets, and then the rest of the public finds out about them, and that raises the prices on them, and that's why they become more and more valuable. Like, the same thing with the Dornbecker stuff, with the undefeated fours and the M&M fours and stuff like that, or like the Jeter 11s. Mm-hmm. Like, they only made like 10 pairs of them or something like that.
Yeah.
And so like $50,000. But like the general public is going to know about that shoe now, one, because it's only 10 pairs, and because of $50,000, and because the sneaker world really wants to get a pair of those kind of thing. Mm. I think it's that kind of thing. I think, you know.
It's all about the collection.
It's all about the collection.
And it's back. You know what it comes back to is that feeling that you got when you were in the store, that you got what you wanted.
Yep.
And now you can, as an adult, you can have a whole closet of that.
Yeah.
That's for me, that's what it is. Yeah.
What's your closet look like now?
Oh, now?
Yeah.
You break out stuff every now and then that I didn't know you
had. It is Harden,
Damon. It's the Adidas.
When it comes to basketball stuff. So there was a point where, so my whole collection, where I was collecting since I was little. Mm-hmm. So, you know, patent leathers, all of where my shoes was turning yellow because of the blue.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I had the originals of everything.
Yeah.
So I wore them all when I went to Orlando and I lost my shoe deal. So I just brung out everything.
Which was an epic season.
And I gave out all those shoes to fans.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so every shoe I wore, I ended up giving them away. So all the shoes I didn't wear, Nick stole some.
I love how Nick keeps coming into conversation.
Nick stole some. And then my best friend, he wanted to start a sneaker blog, so I just had to just go in and take them all. You know, because what happened was it was like just a 5-year period where I wasn't really collecting shoes and just so much stuff was dropping, so I was like out of the loop.
Yeah,
like I was just out of the loop, and it was just like instead of trying to catch up, you know, let me just go ahead and like I remember was the Nike Boost boots, the black ones.
The moon boots? Nike.
I mean, not Nike, the Adidas, the boots.
Oh, Adidas Boost. Yeah.
Was it the Boost, Kanye, the high tops?
The high top ones? The basketball shoes?
Nah.
Or Kanye shoes?
The Kanye shoes.
Oh, yeah, 750. Yeah.
I had two pair. I don't even know where they went. I was like, damn, where am I? I wanted to go wear them another. Like, yo, these is, I couldn't find them. That's, you know, I just became so out of it. It was just one of those things where it was like,
It is. It's a lot of work.
I was trying
to keep track of.
You know what's so funny is back then, when I lost the Adidas deal, I was trying to get a fashion deal, and that's where I wore the Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana, yeah.
And what's so funny is, what other, like, Gucci sent me a pair of shoes.
That's what I was gonna ask. So during that, when you lost your deal and you were wearing all the different stuff, were brands just like sending you stuff?
Brands was just sending me stuff to wear because it was the first time that they crossed the line into athletics. Oh. It was, what was the shoe name? LSRR or something. LS something.
It was YSL?
YSL. No. YSL is, that's Adidas. That's Adidas high end.
No, that's Y3. Y3 is the Adidas high end. YSL is Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. No, oh yeah, they sent me a shoe. Oh wow. That's yeah. And I was gonna. What's so funny is I had them on, but it was so, they were so like, they were the Air Force Ones bottoms. They were Air Force Ones bottom style, uh-huh. But not, they were,
they're not comfortable at the top like that.
Not, it just, it wasn't hard enough.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't hard enough, and the sides was more Chuck Taylor style.
Oh.
So I would have, you know,
and never
I could have played in them, but it would have been one of those games where I'm not gonna really do much.
I'm not gonna really, yeah, I'm not you gonna know, play, but, play.
You know, you know, so with the Dolce & Gabbana's, it was a perfect. It had the basketball bottom, mm-hmm. and it was still like the structure was still hard enough for me to just move.
For you to play in.
Yeah. That's crazy. I was gonna wear Gucci's in the Big Three. They came out with a shoe. I don't even know the name of it.
You had them on in Providence.
I had them in Providence, shooting in them, but it felt like it had some slippery spots inside the sole. So like it was like
your foot was slipping around inside.
No.
The outsole,
like the bottom. Like so, the bottom felt like it just had a. I just kept
feeling. They were broken in too.
Huh?
They were broken in. That was the style of them.
No. Just the way it looked like it was already worn.
Yeah. Oh, those. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
It looked like it was brown. It looked like it felt like it was already worn, but the bottom, it just felt like it had a little slippery spots where I just like, I don't know. My knee wasn't holding up then either, so it was like, I'm not gonna test it.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, but me, like if you see, I always tried to blend stuff to just
mix it up a little bit.
We all got to do that.
Take risks. I think that's how new ideas come.
Yeah. And that's where the best idea is. It's just like with shoe companies, like start investing in people like you. You know the culture. You know what's hot. You know what sells. You know what's not. So, as much as you want to get outside sources, like the sneaker heads, the shoe guys, the gurus, that's what they're famous for.
Yeah, well,
like
that's entirely different conversation.
That's who needs mm-hmm. to be on your payroll because they know where the market's moving, how it's moving, why it's moving. So if you don't have this information, how do you know where you're going? If someone told me, hey, yeah, Kobe's gonna come out with a high top. Really high. I can tell you no one's going to buy those. I don't even know if they did well, but I can say no one's going to buy them. Nobody want no fucking Mary J. Blige boot. Come on, man. What the hell is this?
Blige boot.
Mary J. Blige boot, right?
I think they need a panel of athlete experts in the space designer. Yeah.
Athletes don't know. We know, but we don't know.
Like, you know how it performs. You got to
remember, I'm an athlete. I only know what is being... what's already popular. You got to remember, you know what's moving. Yeah. You know what's going to move. You know what's like PJ Tucker, right? Who do you think gives him the ideas for his shoes? It's not him.
You don't think PJ Tucker's ahead like that?
No. He's going to the shoe guys. Yo, what's exclusive? Like what's exclusive? And that's when you're like, yo, there's only 10 of these.
Right.
And I can get you a pair of 14s. What you think? It's gonna be 20,000. Give them to me. You know, and that's what he does. It's like, I gotta remember. I'm in the basketball world. When a shoe drop, you gotta remember, I have a shoe deal.
Right.
I'm with Adidas or something. I don't know when Jordan drops a shoe. I can give two shits about when Jordan drops this exclusive shoe because it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Gotta remember, I'm closed off from this because I'm training and traveling mm-hmm. this and that. So I don't see these, like, be honest, Dornbachers, never really heard of them. Never, I didn't know what year, when, I didn't know, the Dornbacher came out in every year.
Well, I would say this, athletes are spoiled a little bit because you get them shipped to you.
You get them shipped, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I don't, keep track of that's it, what I'm saying, I don't know, because gotta remember, if I'm with Adidas or something, I don't know nothing about what Nike or Jordan's doing until I see them on the court, like, yo. Yeah. What are them?
Yeah, and then give me those. If I want them, I get them.
But not even then, I can't get them because that's not part of my deal. Like, I lose my contract mm-hmm. on those shoes. So, got to remember, I'm so far away. That's what I'm saying. The thunder and the lightnings. I don't know what year they came out, when they came out. I just know when I didn't have a shoe deal and I seen them, like, yo, what? I need those, bro. So, you know, with somebody like PJ Tucker, all he's doing is going to his shoe guy, yo, hey. Hey, we got a big game tonight. I need something that's going to be fire. What you think? Right. And then that's when they give him like, boom.
And then he changes at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's gotten known for it so much now mm-hmm. that people, like brands and people, are just sending him mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're like, here. No, you got to remember, most of the shoes PJ's wearing, those are the unique ones. So he's personally buying them.
No, no, I know he's personally buying some, but some of the stuff that he's wearing, they're sending it to him.
The newer stuff, like new KDs or some stuff like that. Yeah, little LeBrons. But if he wants to get like a LeBron ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, he got to buy those. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I bought LeBron ones. And 10 minutes into the whole sole flipped out. Because remember, you know, glue back, and, you know, you sitting on a shoe since 2003.
Yeah.
This shit ain't working 2016, mm-hmm. shoes.
That's why you got to wear your sneakers, people. Because if you let them sit there and then try to put them on, they will fall apart. I've seen many a situations where I go to like these sneaker events and guys be like, oh, I'm going to pull out these from like 89. stunt on you, son. Like halfway through the event, your sole flop off.
Yeah.
And you're taping your shoes back together. And you're like, yeah. Wrong flex, bro.
Yeah, so what happened? Like, that's the bad part. You can't sit on a shoe and then try to flex that shoe.
Nope. Gotta wear them. Even if it's just once or twice a year, you gotta put them on. Otherwise, they'll fall apart on you.
But you also should have a reason for wearing them, too. So you buy them to wear them. You just don't
wear them
every day.
No, there's some shit you just buy just to say,
you got them.
Like, to be honest, the Back to the Futures, mm-hmm. I've never really seen anybody really wear them like that.
I've only seen them at events. I've only seen people wear them at events.
They did an event with him. But I've never how seen, many are there that they made?
I don't remember what they exactly.
But that's I've never seen anybody with them, so.
It'd be really hard to get.
Yeah, I've only seen collectors with them, and I've seen like some like hype kids. They rock them at like a sneaker con or something like that. They'll walk around sneaker con with them on, but it's more of like a flex kind mm-hmm. of thing.
So they're still popping. How about the guy, his shoe, Fear of Gods?
Jerry Lorenzo.
Funny story.
Uh-oh.
All I hear about, fear of gods. Like, okay, cool. Right? So I'm sitting, like talking about Complex Con and blah, blah, blah. Light-skinned dude with his wife sitting there. Right?
Light-skinned dude.
You know, sitting there talking, blah, blah, blah. You know, sitting there, you know, Fear of Gods. And I'm like, who makes them? What company is that? Right? So I go outside talking, bloom, bloom, bloom. Didn't think nothing about it. Right? Week goes by, still same person. You know, just when I finally seen who it was, I'm like, yo, I seen this dude somewhere. Where the hell do I, like, where do I know this face? Where do I know this face? Like, light-skinned dude, brains. You know, so I'm trying to put the face. So what ends up happening is go to practice one day and no, hey, send me that picture again. And I'm looking like, our kids play on the same basketball team. every Tuesday, every Thursday, he's there at practice, sitting there. Never once looked down at his shoes. because it's just like, you don't expect.
At the kids' basketball
You don't game. Expect yeah, yeah. that. Like, no, we have celebrity kids and kids like, you know, but you, it was just so off the wall, just this whole random thing. Like, I hear about this name, it's a shoe I need to get, and the guy's son is on my son's team.
Wow. So now you have a hookup.
Now you got the plug.
Yeah. No, once I found out, I was scared to talk to the guy. Like, he's the god. You just can't walk up to him now and just be like, yo, what about your shoes? Like, no, he's upper shallot now. I can't even walk near the guy. Like, I'm sure he got security.
Coach's kid.
There's no security guards. There's no. But you just assume because who he is and what he's done is just like, I should have went up to him before I knew who he was. Now I know who he is. Now I can't go.
Now you can't go. You can go. I'm sure.
He's the coolest dude. Just always there, supportive. But it was just funny that this guy I'm trying to hunt down was sitting right next to me. And I'm over here like, what you mean the Fear of God? I was like, how much are they? Damn! well, give me something. Like, you can't get them. You got to know the person. What kind of hookup are you? Like, and the guy's right here next to me, and I'm just sitting there. Who does he think he is?
I imagine, like, Jerry went back and told that story. So today at practice, I was next to Gilbert.
I couldn't talk to
him. He's trying to find me. I'm like, yo, find the dude for me. Like, send a picture or something. Like, I can try to find out. Is he in the Adidas? Is he? He's on his own. How come I never heard of it? The Fear of God. That's a nice name, though. I ain't even gonna lie. And I'm sitting right next to him just talking.
That's so funny.
He never looked up and like nothing. That's why I was like weird when I a week later just like,
there you are.
He let me be on the phone 30 minutes looking for him, and he's sitting right next to me. He's sitting there right next to me.
Now we know where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jack, thanks for coming through on this. We learned a lot about sneaker culture.
Thank you for having me.
We updated you. You're current now.
Yeah, I'm current. Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where it's like the shoe game is went. It's so big.
Yeah, it is.
It's so big that it's like, for me, it's hard to keep up with. It's just out of my realm. And it, like with you.
It's hard for me to keep up with. I'm in it every day. Like, it's my job is to know sneakers, and it's hard for me to keep up with it. It's so big, man.
Full-time job. It's a hobby. It's a hobby for me, but
it's literally a full-time job. Like, my career is sneakers. Like, everything that I've accomplished in the last, probably say, 7-8 years has been via sneakers.
So I can understand this. Uh-huh. Like, when a shoe like Kanye drops, right? Mm-hmm. I used to have an inside Asian guy who used to get them and then give them to me for the price that it's supposed to be.
Right.
Why? How is it that they get to hold so many shoes off the books for the retail to be so high?
What do you mean hold so many shoes off the books?
Because, you know, if I can get them before it hits retail, I can dictate the price. Because if Kanye's shoes, if they all went to retail, you wouldn't see them online for $3,000, $2,000.
Right.
So somebody has to be taking them off the books
numbers. I got you. So this is probably a little bit more conspiracy theory than it is fact. But I feel like the brands are marketing things that way now. Like, that's part of the market of, like, the limited hype release. Like, controlling the hype is a big part of sneaker culture and showing what has value and what doesn't and, like, what the resale is. So I think there are a lot of people in between that are padding their pockets in order to kind of keep that hype going and giving certain people access to a size run that they can put online that they can sell, and leaking pictures. And it's just like anything, just like in the movie industry now. Mm-hmm. Like, you see something leak from the set, like there's somebody in PR on set and they're sending it to Just Jared, or they're sending it to the Hollywood Reporter or Deadline Hollywood. I think it's the same thing as sneakers. I think it's just gotten to the point now where the marketing, like all that resale and early releases and all that stuff, that's all strategy now. Okay. That's all. It's not like just someone for the love of the game had managed to get, you know, from the Asian factory intercept a shipment coming over.
Are they robbing carts or something?
It's all for hype.
Yeah, it's all marketing and strategy.
Hype is a massive part of the culture.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just, when my shoe guy be like, yo, these are 700. No! Nah, y'all ain't even going to get me with that, bro. I want the 300 like it is going to be in a store.
I want the retail. I want the retail price. Yeah.
Don't get scammed.
But sometimes you get them 2 weeks early. Yeah. You know, it's hard. You know, it's so hard not to pay the price for 2 weeks early. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
And I'm in love with Amazon. Like, when I realized Amazon
is an addiction for real.
Like, I be trying to buy shoes off Amazon and be mad when they don't have them. Yeah, like, aren't you Amazon? They're supposed to have everything.
Yeah, none of the hype stuff is on Amazon.
Yeah,
I
know.
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Nike's going to start selling stuff on Amazon pretty soon, so you may start to be able to get stuff.
Like, what's up? Like, I'm 2018, or just, we're 19, right? 2019, I'm an Amazon guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I'm I haven't, what's that Insta?
Amazon Prime?
No, I got Amazon Prime, Instacart. Like, I'm just updating my online resume and stuff like that. And I'm buying stuff every single day.
Yeah, Amazon to get you like that. It'll get you. You'll be like, 2-day shipping? I'll take that.
Like, I tried to buy a wife. Like, let me try being wife for sale. Like, you know, I'm just checking. You know, you never know. You never know these days. Wife for sale. Now. I just check it. I didn't have it.
Hey, stick to shoes.
I know.
Yeah.
I try. Listen, I try.
Do what you can.
Yeah, do what you can. You know, you never know what people put online.
That's all it is. Do what you can.
All right.
Got you on Amazon, finally.
Yeah, finally.